a discount if you are a museum member. But just to tell you a little bit about this camp, they're going to learn the foundational skills of crochet, all the different knots and stitches, and there's components to make two-dimensional as well as three-dimensional. I don't know a lot about all the projects they're going to be doing, but I know there's going to be a lot of take-home projects in the end that kids will have created, and then that they continue with all these camps. The idea is that you learn these skills, and then you can go home and you can continue on with these skills that you've learned. You know, you can, once you know how to crochet, she calls it a granny hobby. You can crochet for the rest of your life. And it's the same thing with art. You can make art for the rest of your life.
So three different chances over the summer for kids to get involved. Also, you've got something coming up this week for everybody.
That's right. So on Thursday, June 4th, today is the 2nd, we are going to participate in the Downtown Art Crawl. So we started being an open gallery for the Art Crawl this year, and you know, they had asked us to do that in the past. We weren't sure that people would come all the way down to the museum, but people have been coming, so thank you for those who have been coming. And we have a special exhibition right now called 5,000 Years Later. It's about a Canadian artist named Summer Emerald, and Summer will actually be in town for this reception for the opening of her exhibition. And she is going to do a few different things that are going to be of interest. So her work is an installation piece that is strongly video-based. So there is a short film that's about 15 minutes long, and there'll be a showing of the film every quarter after every hour for the crawl. And then she is going to be there, and at 6:30, she's actually going to do an artist talk. And I understand that she does a very interesting thing where she does leads like a group meditation during and after her talk. So it's going to be a little like crowd participatory, which I think will be really cool and something different that we haven't done. It's kind of like an immersive experience, not just passively watching the video or looking at the art, the paintings that are also included. But it's a really interesting exhibit about kind of consumerism and, you know, the digital world that we all live in. We're always on our phones, our devices, whatnot, kind of how that affects society. She seems like she's a really interesting person. She lives in a remote cabin in northwestern Canada. And
and you got her all the way to Monroe.
We got her all the way. I don't know how. I don't know what airport she has to drive to in Canada to get to us. But
Evie, thanks for coming in today. Again, for folks to get involved with the summer art camps, where do they go?
They can go to our website at mastermuseum.org. You can sign up on there. You can even give us a call at 329-2237. You can look on our social media. All these flyers for the camps that I talked about are on our Instagram and our Facebook pages. And we would just love to see some kids who return to the museum, as well as some new kids come out who maybe haven't had that experience with us before. We've got some great teachers this year.
Find out more about this and other events, head over to our website, kebm.org. Be sure and like and subscribe to our Land Gap videos.